two people were disputing a piece of property. So Reuven and Shimon both claim that this piece of property was something that they yarshin from their zaydis. Reuven brought Adam to prove such. Shimon couldn't bring any Adam to prove that it belonged to his zaydis. However, he did have Adam that he had been there for the last 3 years. So when Rava heard the story, Rava said, I think Shimon gets the property. And the reason is, because if Shimon would have said, it's true, Reuven, that this property belonged to your zaydis. However, I bought it, and I've since been living there for 3 years, meaning I have a cheskas gimel shonim. What would be the halacha? The halacha is cheskas abatim 101. Shimon would get it. Now, Shimon didn't say that, but he has a migu that he could have said that. Mali l'shaker, and as a result, he is the one that's going to get it. Abaya was chaylik. Abaya held that although it's true Shimon has a migu, but Reuven's position is supported by Adam, and the minute you're going up against someone whose position is supported by Adam, it becomes a migu b'makim Adam, and migu b'makim Adam lo yamrina. But the Gemara says that a little while later, Shimon in Beis Din said that, Your Honor, I need to tweak a little bit my argument. I said shalavoisai, and my understanding is that you assume that when I said shalavoisai, what I meant to say was that I yarshin this from my zaydis. And I couldn't prove that with Adim, and as a result, going to Abaya, I ended up losing. You didn't understand what I said. What I meant to say was that the avosechi, that really Reuven is correct when he said that it belonged to his zaydis, I purchased it from Reuven. I've been living there for the last 3 years. These are my edim to prove that I've been living there for the last 3 years. Now, you want to know why I said shalavoisai? What I meant to say was the samach li'alokidavasi, that I'm so confident that this is mine, that to me it's no different than if I would have yarshin this from my zaydis. But when I said shalavoisai, I didn't really mean shalavoisai. What I meant was that I bought it, and it's comfortable by me as if it was shalavoisai. And that's an argument that I could support with Aiden. That's an argument that's a winning argument. And as a result, I think I should be the one, even according to you, Abaya, that's going to end up with this piece of property. And the Gemara said that really what was at the crux of whether or not a person can do this is, could a person be toim v'chayz v'tayim, could a person not be toim v'chayz v'tayim? And the Gemara said that avada, if a person's going to walk into Beis Din, he's going to then argue and then contradict his original argument, that's not okay. Alzen nemar, a person cannot be toyin v'chayz v'toyin, it's not up for debate. Kuli amaloi pligi, that's not something you can do. The reason this was even a shayla is because over here the person wasn't contradicting what he said. He was being makhish k'tzas, l'shoni azov shal harashban, but really what he was doing was he was reframing his argument. He was offering another commentary on his argument. He was giving Beis Din another perspective of how to view his argument. And what he was saying was, you thought I meant shalavaisai as if a yarshin from Isaiah, that's not really what I meant. And the question is, b'chai gavno, where you're being makhish your argument k'tzas, where you're just reframing it for the court, is that a problem of being toim v'chayz v'toim, or is that not a problem? And that was a machloikis between Ula and Nardoi. Ula said, in such a case, it'd be toim v'chayz v'toim. Nardoi said, in such a case, it can't be toim v'chayz v'toim. And then the Gemara said, that although Ula said you can be toim v'chayz v'toim, moide Ula in two cases that you can. And although Nardoi said you can, moide Nardoi in two cases that you can. We're going to forward all the way to the end. There are two times that Nardoi is moida, that you can be toim v'chayz v'toim. What would be the two times? So one would be if he's not being makhish k'tas, but rather what he's doing is he's just being moisif on what he said initially. Meaning, I said shalavoisai. I'm not coming back and saying, yeah, I said shalavoisai, but I meant. No, what he's saying is shalavoisai because avoisai bought it from avoisecha. So I'm not contradicting anything. I'm just being moisef. Over there, even Ardoi is moida, they could be time for chayz v'tayim. No, there's three levels. There's being makrish legamri, there's being makrish ktsas, and then there's being moisef. Now, Ardoi holds that in the in-between level, it's not okay. But if I'm being moisef, that's going to be okay. Additionally, says the Gemara, now Ardoi is going to be moida, in the event that the initial argument that this person made, he made outside of Beis Din. And then he walked into Beis Din, and then he changed his argument. And then he told Beis Din, you know, there's another way you can see this. Over there, it's going to be okay. And the reason is, because being that the first argument was outside of Beis Din, it's not considered being Tayin v'chayz of a Tayin. Because Ovid Inish v'loy megali tanosi ela lebedina. Because a smart person will not reveal his arguments outside of court. He doesn't want to give the opposition an opportunity to strategize against it. So he was keeping his arguments close to the vest. And as a result, the fact that he didn't tain it as outside of Bezdin means nothing. And therefore, it's not going to be an issue of being Tayin v'chayz of a Tayin. If you take a look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maschel, Umoydi Nami Nahardoi, says the Rashbam, that this that the Gemara said, that according to Nahardoi, if the person would taina outside of Bezdin, and then he would walk in Bezdin, and he would change his argument, it wouldn't be a problem, because Ovid Indish Lemekali Tanasi El Lebedina, says the Rashbam, that would be true, even if he was Makrish his original taina Legamri outside of Bezdin. Meaning, the machloikis ula nahardoi is in that middle case, where the person is not being makrish his original taina legamri, he's being makrish ktsas, he's reframing it. That's where they're arguing. Because if you're being makrish legamri, there's no ula. Everybody holds you can't be taina v'chayz of a taina. And if you're being moisif, like the Gemara said, there's no nahardoi. Everybody holds you could be taina v'chayz of a taina. The whole machloikis is in that middle case. A bezokter ashbam, a geshmak azach, he says that in the case where the person's original taina was chutz lebezdin, and now he walked into Bezdin and he changed his argument, where it works, says Nahardoi. Why? Because Ovid Inish Lemegali Tanasi Elu Lebedino, even though Nahardoi was saying it klapi ver halacha, which is in that middle case where you're being makrish ktsas, but really would be true even if you're oike legamri, even if you're makrish legamri. And the reason is because Zilbasa Taima. What difference does it make if I'm being makrishit a little bit or if I'm being makrishit legami? Why is it a problem if you're makrishit legami? Because you can't be tayin v'chayzat tayin. Yeah, you can't be tayin v'chayzat tayin according to Nardoi even if you're makrishit a little bit. The teretz is that if my original taina was chutz lebezdin, so there's no umdana by virtue of the fact that I tainted this and not that, and therefore I can go and be tayin again in Bezdin. And it's not a problem being tayin v'chayzat tayin. Because Ovid Inish Lemegal Tanase El Lebedino. So if for that reason, says the Rashbam, that this knech of Moide Nardoi would be true even not in Nardoi's case. Even in a case where you'd be Makhash Lagam, even in a case where everybody's Moide, Kuli Amaloi Pligis, had gone into Tomet Machlekis between Ula and Nardoi, where it's poshit that a person can't be tayin v'chayzat tayin. But if the original taina would be outside of Bezdin, and now you're walking into Bezdin, the halacha would be it's not going to be okay. Meaning, even though Nahardoi is talking about a case when you're being makrish ktsas, but this qualification of Shitas Nahardoi, says the Rashbam, is not unique to that. It's true for every time v'chayz of a time, even a real fleshig a time v'chayz of a time. We are being oikel legamri what it is that you said originally. It doesn't matter, because if there's a svar of Ovid Inish, v'loy megala tanose, elo lebedino, mali, if now I'm being makrish my original taina ktsas, or if I'm being makrish my original taina legamri. As I state in Rashbam, stating that the Shita Mekubetzes right here on our Gemara brings from Rabbeinu Yoina that Rabbeinu Yoina was chaylik with Rashbam. Rabbeinu Yoina said no. He said, to the extent that you are going to now walk into Bezdin and be makrish legamri what your taina was outside of Bezdin, it's poshut, it's not going to work, and there's no svar in the world of Ovid Inish d'loy megala tanase elul bedin. Why? So says Rabbeinu Yoina as follows. What would be the case, right? Let's stick to our Cheskes Abatim case. What would be the case where the person said outside of Bezdin, and now he walks into Bezdin and he wants to be makrish legamri what it is that he said outside of Bezdin? So the case would be, l'chayra, where the person outside of Bezdin said shalavoysai, v'loy shalavoysach. Now he walks into Bezdin and he says, no, it's not true. Really, it belonged to Avi Secha. I bought it from him, and I have a Shnei Chazok, and as a result, based on Cheskes Abatim, I'm supposed to get it. So you're being Makrish Legam, right? The case of Ula Nardoi is where you just said Shalavoysai. Shalavoysai sounds like it belonged to my Zayda. No, it meant Samachli Allah Kidavasi. But over here, in a case where you were said, Shalavoysai v'loy shalavoysecha. Now you walk into Bezdin and you say, really, with shalavoysai. That would be your situation where you'd be makrish legamri. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if you say that, you can't be chayz of a tayin in Bezdin. You know why? Because haydas baldin kimei eidim dami. If you say shalavoysai v'loy shalavoysecha, you would just moida, essentially, that you never purchased it from his eida. Why? Because if it never belonged to his Eda, how could you have purchased it from his Eda? So by you saying Shel avoisai veloy shel avisecha. That's hoidos baldin, that you never bought it from avisecha. And you can't walk into Beis Din now using the svar of Ovedin Shlomigal Tanasi the Beis Din and be choiser from Ahoidos Baldin Kimeya Edom Dami. Now, just to appreciate this a little bit better. Number one, Ahoidos Baldin Kimeya Edom Dami is true even Chutzal Beis Din. Without that, this whole time is dead on arrival. But it's true even Chutzal Beis Din. Ahoidos Baldin Kimeya Edom Dami does not have to be in Beis Din. It could be Chutzal. There are certain times you need Beis Din. But Ahoidos Baldin Kimeya Edom Dami doesn't further in Beis Din. So this could have very easily happened outside of Beis Din, as long as there were Edom there that heard it. That constitutes Hoidos Badin Kimi Edom. Now you have to say Atem Edai maybe. This whole sugi is of Hoidos Badin Kimi Edom Dami when it's considered a Hoidah, when you could say Meshat Danibach. But it's a Hoidos Badin Kimi Edom Dami as long as it's in front of Edom, which is what's going on in our case. And as a result, there's a Hoidah that it didn't belong to the Zedah. Being that there's a Hoidah that didn't belong to the Zedah, so you can't go now with a Taina and try to be Oiker the Hoidah Spaldin Kimei Edom Dami. You can retoye, that you can do. And you can say that the reason I said this Taina, not that Taina, is based on 8 different Svaras. But to go against a Hoidah Spaldin Kimei Edom Dami, that's not something you can do. And that is the aside of Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha. Rabbeinu Yonah is timing on the Rashbam that in the sugya of Toyin v'chayz v'toyin, there's an Indian of Ovid Inish v'megala tanase v'bezdin. But if there was a Hoidos Baldin in your original Taina, that already is going to be a problem. And l'chura, if you said shalavoysai v'loy shalavisecho, now there's a Hoidos Baldin. Now just say it a little bit better. If you said shalavoysai, that's not a Hoidos Baldin, that it wasn't shalavisecho, because you could always reframe what shalavisecho means. But if shalavoisai veloy shalavisecha can mean one thing and one thing only, that it didn't belong to your tata, it didn't belong to your zeda. So if you said klar that that's what happened, now you have a real bona fide adas baldin. You can't go against that. It's too late. It's like two Edom said something. You just kicked into a whole nother gear. You just opened up a Pandora's box that you will not be able to creak out of. Because this is now already elevated from a Shaila of a Taina to Hoidos Baldin, like 100 Edom, right? So that's right now something you can get away from. And it's for that reason, Taina's Rabbeinu Yonah, it's going to be a problem. Now, the emphasis is like this. There's one other thing that we have to have clear. Did this person really say Hoidos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami? That he never bought this property from the Zeda? What did he say? Shalavoisai veloy shalavoisacha. Okay. Does that mean that I never bought it from your Zeda? What would be Hoidos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami? If Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, I never bought it from your Zeda, what would be the case? He tells him, I never bought it from your Zeda, right? That would be the case. Atam Edai, there's no Meshat Anibach. It's not Litzonis over here. I mean every word I say. I'm saying every word I mean. And he says, Pivalibai Shavin, that I'm letting you know I never bought this from any one of your ancestors. Not on your maternal side, not on your paternal side. He closes his T's and he dots his I's. He says it 100% clear. Okay, good. He does Baldin Kimei Edom. I didn't say that. He said, Shalavoisai Veloy Shalavisecha. So just because he said Shalavoisai Veloy Shalavisecha, how does that somehow translate into this clear, like day, Hoidos Baldin Kimei Edom Dami, that he never bought it from the Zeda? Rabbeinu Yonah himself bavarns this. And you know what Rabbeinu Yonah says? He says, because if it never belonged to the Zeda, then how could it be you bought it from the Zeda? Well, you bought it from someone that never really owned it? Again, we're getting very nuanced now. You have to. We're learning Bava Basra. Obviously, it didn't belong. I understand, but you didn't say it, right? So, Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll tell you the precedent for this. It's what we know as kalo'imaloi lovisi, kalo'imaloi paraiti dami. If somebody goes over to someone and he says that you owe me money, he says, loi hoyu dvar meyom, I never swear, I don't know who you are, it's not true. And then afterwards, two Edom walk into Beis Din, and two Edom say, yeah, he owes him money. He says, I hear, I'm a paraiti. So what's the halacha? Kalo'imaloi lovisi, kalo'imaloi paraiti dami. And by the way, even if he brings Edom afterwards that he paid, why? Because the minute you say loy lovisi, by definition, what you said was, is that loy paraiti. So being that by definition, when you say loy lovisi, it's like you said loy paraiti. So now you're not nemen anymore to say paraiti. And even if you have Edom, it's going to be too late because you already said loy paraiti. And once you said loy paraiti, your hoidah is even more than Edom. And it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So Zok Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you want a tsushtel to this case, saying shalavoisai veloy shalavisecha, and then afterwards saying, I bought it from Abba Isecha is the equivalent to saying Loila Visi and then afterwards saying Paraiti. Because you don't pay a loan that you never took, and you don't buy something from someone that you claim never owned that thing. So it's true, you never had a flesh that I never bought it from you. But what you did say was Veloichalav Isecha. The bottom line is this is Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha. But what we have here is a machloikis rishonim. We have a major machloikis between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah. What would be if somebody chutz lebezdin would say, shalavoisai veloishalavisecha? Then he walks into Bezdin and he says, no, it was really shalavisecha, but I bought it from avisecha. And the reason I said shalavoisai veloishalavisecha is because I didn't want to reveal all my tainas outside of Bezdin. The Rashbam says, it's a mefurish gemara, avedin shlemigal tanasi bebezdin. And just like Nahardoi said it in their middle case, the same would be true in the extreme case of tain v'chayz v'tain. Ben Yonah says, no, it's different. In your case, all it is a taina, and all you're trying to do with being tain v'chayz is reframe the taina. Bechai Gavna, where there's a ksas umdeno, so you have the ability to go ahead and reframe the taina. However, in a case when you said shalavoisa veloy shalavisecha, that's how it does, spaldin kimeya edim dami, that what? That you never purchased it. Ah, you never said you didn't purchase it, but you said loy lovisi, which is ka'oima loy paraiti dami. And it's for that reason it's oidos spaldin, you can't come back from oidos spaldin. And even if the oidos spaldin was chutz lebezdin, you can't come back from it, even if you want to come back from it in bezdin. There's no mashat anibach when it comes to Oidos Pardin is a very serious, intense thing. And it's for that reason, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's going to be different. Bottom line is, we have a machloikis. And the question is, what's the hesper in this machloikis between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah? It's Rav Shach in Avi Ezri. And this is in Hilchas Toyim V'Nitin. It's in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. It's Ois Beis, if you want to just zone into this specific part of the shtickle. He says, a beer nifla, based on a well-known chakira from Hagoy Nagoda, Rav Kiva Eger, in Shadal Sechuvas, Rav Kiva Eger, Simen Kuf Mem Tes, as it relates to how you understand, kala oima loy lovisi, ka'oima loy paraiti dami. So kala oima loy lovisi is ka'oima loy paraiti dami. Again, what's the case? Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't know who you are. Loy hoyu dvar me'olam. Okay. Reuven later was able to find Adam to prove that he really loaned Shimon money. Shimon then came and he said, paraiti, which is a koich hataina that he has, right? A person's allowed to say paraiti, you have to be mekayim the chasimis, etc., etc. He came and he said, paraiti, kolo imaloi levisi, ko imaloi paraiti, dami says, that once you said lahadam, you lost your right to be able to go now and say paraiti. Klez Rav Kiveger, what's the aside? What's pshat in kolo imaloi levisi, ko imaloi paraiti, dami? Said Rav Kiveger, one side I have is that it could be it's a svara. The svara is that a person in court usually is going to say the most reasonable and the best argument that he can say. So if Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me money. And Shimon really owes, you had borrowed money. And Shimon really had borrowed the money, but he paid the money. So what would be the intelligent thing to respond? To say, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed the money? Why would you say that? You're shaita. What you should say is, yeah, I borrowed the money, but I paid. So if this person walked into Bezin and he said, it's muchach that he never paid. Because if he would have borrowed and paid, then why wouldn't he have just said that? So, because there's a hoichach gedoyla, says Rabbi Kiveger, that you didn't pay. Because if you paid, you would have said you paid. It's the svara of migu, right? It's mamash a reverse migu. Migu is predicated on a person always walks in and argues the best argument that he can make, right? That's the svara that underpins Migo. That's the svara. The svara of Kalaim Alei Levisi, Kalaim Alei Paraiti Dami is that if you could have tainted Paraiti, then you should have tainted Paraiti. Why would you say Loyayud Varmei Olam? That's a silly risk to take. So from the fact that you said Loyayud Varmei Olam and you didn't say Paraiti, does the gres de raya that it's really not Perua? And it's for that reason, if you now come and you say Paraiti, we're not going to listen to you. You know why? Because we have a Ichacha that it's not true. What's the Ichacha? You were taina a week ago. That's the Ichacha that it's not Emes. Oye Shloimeh, I said Rabbi Kiveg, maybe it's much bigger than that. Could be it's tiefer than that. It could be it's on a higher level than that. It could be Kalaim Alei Levisi is coming like Paraiti Dami. Because when you say the words Loi Levisi, you're being Maida, Haidas Paldin, that you didn't pay. Because why would you have paid on a loan that you never took out? Is Kaloim Loi Levisi coming like Paraiti a Haichacha Ba'alma, says Rabbi Kiveger? Or maybe it's more than a Haichacha Ba'alma. It could be it's Haidas Paldin. Now, just to work backwards, and really, we spoke this all out in the Hakdama to this. What would be the tzad it's not Haidas Paldin? It's because he didn't say Mefurish Loi Paraiti. So if you didn't say Mefurish Loi Paraiti, how could Loi Levisi be a Haidas Paldin of Loi Paraiti? Maybe no. Lemaisa in Loi Levisi licked the Tainef in Loi Paraiti. Because why would you pay down a loan that you never borrowed? But Lemaisa never said Loi Paraiti. But Lemaisa implies it. Right? That's one side. The other side, what Kivega says is, I can hear it. That could be Lo'ilam, you're right. Being that you never said Loi Paraiti, there is no Haidas Badin on Loi Paraiti. All there is Haidas Badin on Loi Levisi. But from Loi Levisi, there's a Haichacha of Loi Paraiti. And the reason Kaloima Loi Levisi and Kaloima Loi Paraiti, Dami, it's not based on the Haidas Badin Shebai. It's just based on the Haichacha that emerges from the time of Loi Levisi. In Reb Kivega's Tshuva, the nafkamina to this chakira was next level. I mean, every tshuvas Reb Kiveger Kiyadua is just so not shayach. But Reb Kiveger was handling a shayla where somebody had loaned money to somebody, binemonos. So what does it mean to lend somebody binemonos? But the malva tells the loiva, listen, I'm willing to lend you money. You need a loan, I'll give you a loan. But don't come to me later and tell me you learned bava mitzia and make me be a nishba v'noitel when I have to go ahead and collect on my money. So I'm letting you know now, you cannot taina Perua. If you're going to come to me and you're going to start telling me that you paid up this loan, I'm not going to accept it. And it was there was an agreement. The agreement was that this person did not have the ability to taina paraiti. Meaning, you want to bring Edom you paid? Yeah, obviously, that's okay. You have a shoiver? Whatever. I don't know. But the point is you can't come to me with a taina paraiti. He disarmed him. That was the case. Okay. Maisa, the Malva went over to the Loiva and he says, Mana libiyotcha. And he went and he said, it never happened. He says the loan never happened. Now he couldn't say that he paid the loan, right? Why could he say he paid the loan? Because he already signed off based on the shtar chayiv that was in front of Bezdin. It said mefurish that the loiva relinquishes his rights. So really his only argument was to say lehayud var miyolam. And he banged out the argument. He said lehayud var miyolam. In the meantime, Reuven, the Malva, went, and he was Mekayim the Chasimus. He proved that this shtar was a real shtar, and as a result, it was Hayud Var Me'olam. And then the guy came back, and he said, oh, paraiti, you're right, I paid. And Reb Kiveger was Mesupik in that tshuva, whether you say, Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, or you don't say, Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami. What's Reb Kiveger's Sofik? Sofik Reb Kiveger, because if you're going to tell me that the Yisoid of Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami is, that there's a Hoychacha when you say Loi Levisi that you didn't pay, because if you paid, why would you say Loi Levisi? You're saying good, but say better. You should have said Paraiti. Over there, there's no Haichacha, because this guy couldn't say Paraiti, because the original loan was done by Nemanus, that he wasn't going to say Paraiti. So he had no ability to say Paraiti. The only argument he had was to say Loi Levisi. So there's no Haichacha on Loi Paraiti. But Zog Reb Kiveger, if Loi Levisi, if that Zog, that Bitoy is Haidas Paldin Kimei Edom Dami, that you were Loi Paraiti, then it has nothing to do with Haichacha. You said Loi Paraiti. You said Loi Paraiti, then you're out of business. So that's Reb Kiveger said this chakira. That was the case. Half of a fellow. But Al Kaponim said Rab Shach, Shneiton Rab Kiveger. A chakira, how you do in terms of how you understand Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami. Is it a Haichacha Ba'alma? Or could be it's Haidas Badin Kimeitim Dami? Said Rab Shach, that's Poshet. That Rabbeinu Yoina, who asked on the Rashbam, that if a person says Shalav Oisev Eloi Shalav Isecha, Chutz Lo Bezdin, how could you be Toyin V'chayz V'toyin in Bezdin? Because Ovedinish L'Megala Tanasi Elo L'Beidina, Abel Amais, no Haidas Badin Kimei Eidim Dami. And if a person says Haidas Badin Kimei Eidim Dami, there's no Mashata Anibach anymore. You can't go ahead with Tainis, because it's too late. You already might. I, you were never Moida. Yeah, but Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami. So if I say Veloi Shalav Isecha, it's the equivalent of saying that I never purchase it. So Reb Shach, that's a tiny if you hold Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, is Haidas Badin Kimei Eidim Dami. Yenitzan Reb Kivegas Chakira. But if you hold that, there's no Haidas Badin Kaloim Eloi Levisi, Kaloim Eloi Paraiti Dami, because you didn't say Eloi Paraiti. All you said was Eloi Levisi. No, vas is Yeda. Said da Haichacha. Haichacha? Oh, Haichacha sinita. You know why? Because Avedin is Says Dr. Pshach that Rabbeinu Yoina Klar held that Kaloi Maloi Levisa Kamaloi Paraiti Dami is a Dos Spalding Kamei Eidam Dami. So he tainted that if you want to be Machashik Tzas, that I understand you can be Ktoim Vachais of a Toim. But if you want to be Machashik Lagami, now you're going up against Haidah Spaldin. There's no Meshatani Bach. You can have all the tainters in the world. Haidah Spaldin is Kamei Eidam Dami. What did the Rashbam hold? The Rashbam held like the other Tzan of Rab Kiveyos Chakira. The Rashbam held that Kaloi Maloi Levisa Kamaloi Paraiti Dami is not a Dos Spaldin. All it is a Hichacha. If all it is a Hichacha, it's not a Dos Spaldin. Okay, so if there's a Umdina to explain and to rationalize why I would have said one thing out of Bez, another thing inside of it, that is Nahar Dai, says Okter Ashbam. What's the difference if he being Makhaship and Mikzas or if he being Okter Lagami? At the end of the day, the Hichacha is a Hichacha. In fact, Reb Shach is so pumped with this Tzushtel that Reb Shach asks it mamish as a kasha on Reb Kiva Eger. The way he says it is, he says it's mamish. V'timihani amoran agoyin Reb Kiva Eger zeichet tzadik v'kodesh levrocha sheloi zocher kol hani horishoinim. That he didn't shtout to these rishoinim. Because if you look at Reb Kiva Eger's truly, he's busy with an amukah yosef, he kedarke b'kodesh, is being mafalful in rishoinim. And Reb Shach said Reb Kiva Eger with his grace harifu shtout to beautiful diktukim in rishoinim. Oh, but this would seem to be mamish mafurish. This is the machoikas lachura that's going on here between Rabbeinu Yoina and between the Rashbam. But just to end, and that is, you know, everybody knows maybe the most famous Ksais in Sefer, for sure in the conversation, Lama Dala Dala, where the Ksais brings the Machloikis between himself and the Maria Evan Lev, how Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami works. Because if you think about it, the whole institution of Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami is really a big chiddush. A person walks into Bez and he says, I owe somebody money, boom. It's as if 100 Edom said that he owes him money. It's not just Kameya Edom Dami, it's Yoisimi Meya Edom, right? Haidah Spadin is an unbelievable thing. And the reason it's such a chiddush is because a person's usually not believed to say testimony and to say Edus about himself. Alzen Nemar Yernege Be Edus, Adam Karvetz Alatzmoy, etc., etc. So the whole institution of Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami is a chiddush. Right, if a person walks into Bez and he has Haidah Spadin that he doesn't owe somebody money, it doesn't work, right? It only works if you have Haidah Spadin that you do owe someone money. Like that one little nuance makes a big difference, right? But the bottom line is, it's a chiddush. A person can't be made on himself. So what's Pash Pashat? Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami. So the Ktais Kiddur brings from the Marie Evan Lev, where the Marie Evan Lev said that the reason Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami works is because if a person wants, he can be Mechayiv himself whatever he wants. Meaning, if somebody wants to be Mechayiv himself money to somebody else, could do that, right? You could write a shtar with Adam and say, I am hereby pledging to give money to somebody. A person has the right and the ability to be mechayiv himself something to somebody. When a person is Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami, it's not the pshat, we believe you. No, sheiches. This is not Hilchas Eidos. It works midin his chayv, said the Marie Evan Leif. You clearly and obviously want to be mechayiv yourself money. You have a right to be mechayiv yourself money. It works with the parsha of his chayvis. The Ktois Kiddua has a bunch of kashins on the Marie Evan Leif, and because of that, the Ktois said, V'lochei nirah. We learn from the parasha of that although a person usually is not believed to say edus about himself, but when it comes to being mechayiv himself moment over there, he is going to be believed. One of the kashas, one of the greatest, like every one of these kashas is famous. One of the kashas that the Ktzois asks on the Marie Evan Lev, who holds that Haidah Spadin Kameya Edom Dami is not an amah. It's not the pshat, we believe you, but you want to be mechayiv yourself, knock yourself out. Be mechayiv yourself, whatever you want to be mechayiv yourself. It's from the halacha of Kala Oimer Loi Lovisi, Ka Oimer Loi Paraiti Dami. Or read Lushayne Azov Shalak Ktzois. El, the gambe time of the Marie Evan Lev, Koshali Tufa. The Ba Oimer Loi Hoyu Dvar Meyoy. Why? Because of kolo imeloy levisa kamiloy paraiti dami. Even if you have edim now that say that you pay, mishum du neman alatzma yos. For kolo imeloy levisa kiiluoy imeloy paraiti. Says the Ktzois for hasam lekala meimer dehu b'tayrus chiyav chadash. What are you going to tell me over there that when a person walked into Bezen and he said lahadam, he meant his chayvis? To adarabah, who lifter atzmai betainas paraiti. So now how is it possible to say that what this person meant when he said loy lovisi was that he wanted to be mechayiv himself? Of course he didn't mean to be mechayiv himself. And if that's the case, Freik the Ktzois, how could kolo ima loy lovisi be kolo ima loy paraiti dami? says the Ktois is Oidas Spalding Kamei Edom Dami. So Dr. Bishloim, if it's an Amonis, it's an Amonis. It's an Amonis, it's an Amonis. Nothing else to talk about. But if the Yisoid of Oidas Spalding Kamei Edom Dami is his Schaivis, when a person says, he means a Schaivis, of course he doesn't mean a Schaivis. Lundis, there's a Schaivis going on here. But he doesn't mean his Schaivis. So Freik the Ktois of the Maria Evan Leiv, how could you tell me Oidas Spalding Kamei Edom Dami works because the guy just wants to be. Not that we believe you. Not that we accept what it is you're saying. But you want to be mechayiv yourself, be mechayiv yourself. If that's the case, it should only work where it's clear that you mean to be mechayiv yourself. But what if a person makes an argument in Bezdin where it's clear he doesn't want to be mechayiv himself? But we can extrapolate his chayivus from it. If he didn't mean to be mechayiv himself, how could mitzad the parish of his chayivus, he now be chayiv? And what's exhibit A? Kaloim eloi levisa, kaloim eloi peraiti. So says the Ktsois, kaloim eloi levisa, kaloim eloi peraiti, which works, me din ados, but the kimeid nam is the gresta rai in the veld. To my havon and ados, but then not your havon ados. What did Maria Evan Leiv hold? What did Maria Evan Leiv hold? He obviously held like the other side of Reb Kiveger. He must have held, again, zikr, easy mahalach. He held like the other side of Reb Kiveger. He held that kolayim eloi levisa, kolayim eloi peraiti, dam is takin not me din ischai. It's not oidas badin. That's not what's going on over here. You want to know if you have a fleshinga oidas badin kamei edam dami? No. You don't have oidas badin kamei edam dami. All you have is a hoichacha, and the hoichacha is enough. L'may nafkemina? Reb Kiveger's nafkemina. In Chuvis in Simon Kuf Memtes, Rab Shach's Nafkemina, as it relates to the Machlikas, the Rashbam Rabbeinu Yoin, and our Sugi here, in Cheskes Abatim, but Enochinami, the Ktsois held, Koloi Meloi Levisa Kome Loi Peraiti Dami, is Aidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami. If it's Aidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami, he said it's a Raid, Aidos Padin Kimei Edom Dami, must be an Amonis, it's not a Schaivis. Because when a person says Loi Levisi, there's Zicher no intention to be Chayiv himself in any way, shape, or form. Rabbi Evan Leiv maybe held like the other Tzad in Rab Kiva Eger, and if he held like the other Tzad in Rab Kiva Eger, nothing to do with Oidas Baldin. It's not a tsushtel to Lamed Ala Dalet. It works more midin Oichacha. Either way, Hadvarim Atikin. And we are going to stop here.